Governor Gavin Newsom's ambitious plan would establish universal preschool, increase funding for after-school programs, especially in low-income neighborhoods, provide grants of up to $20,000 for teachers serving those neighborhoods, and give each student a college savings account with at least $500 in it. He unveiled his $20 billion proposal to transform California's public schools at an elementary school in Monterey County.
It will include the highest historic investment in K through 14 education in California's history. But with that, we are looking to transform our educational system. And that includes creating a new grade. All four-year-olds will get high quality instructional education by creating that new grade. TK will now be fully implemented in the state of California, $2.7 billion investment.
Democrats have long pushed for universal preschool, and under a new name, Governor Newsom is trying to meet that goal. According to his office, it would cost $2.7 billion per year when fully implemented by the 2024 and 25 school year. His plan also includes $4 billion for youth mental health and $2 billion to provide 3.7 million low-income children with college savings accounts.
Well, it is not Prop 98 money. This is general fund money, providing opportunities for every low-income Californian that enters into our school system to have their own personal savings account, seeding it with $500 foster and homeless use, an additional $500. No state in American history has ever done anything like this at the scale we are committing to do it. If you believe in going to college, you got to create a college calling mindset. And once a mind is stretched, it never goes back to its original form. A young child with even as little as $400 is seven times more likely to go into college.
Newsom's plan would also provide $1 billion for summer and after-school programs for low-income neighborhoods, growing to $5 billion by 2025. He's also wanting to invest in school staff. $3.3 billion would increase teachers in schools. That would include $500 million in grants of up to $20,000 for each teacher who commits to high-need schools. $250 million would go to attract more teachers in the profession, and $1.1 billion would go to lowering the staff-to-student ratio.
More counselors, more teachers, more support staff at schools all across the state. On the TK, we're cutting the ratios in half, from 24-1 down to 12.
Newsom's $20 billion plan to transform education in California is part of his $100 billion California Comeback Plan. State officials were bracing for a massive budget shortfall this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But instead, officials say California will have a $76 billion surplus. That includes an extra $17.7 billion for public education. Newsom plans to present his full California Comeback Plan to lawmakers Friday. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.